Blog Talk Radio.
Fresh Fire Friday, where we come to plant seed of praise unto God. Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the day that you have given us. We thank you for the freedom of just praising you and worshiping you on today. Father God, we love you. We adore you. We need you. We worship you. We praise you. We lift up hands to you to say thank you, God, just for being God all by yourself. Father, we ask you to forgive us for anything that we've done, said, thought of that was unpleasing to you. Father, please forgive us for our sins. We come confessing our sins unto you, God. Put them into your bosom. Put them into your hands, Father, to ask you to forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless our family, friends, and loved ones, each and every listener on the line. Bless your planet, Father. Bless your world. Bless your people of the world. We love you. We adore you. And we praise you on this day. And, Father, we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are almighty and all-powerful, and you have given us power to put the devil under our feet. Amen? So let's get this thing started.
God
got the devil under my feet.
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 Got the devil under my feet. Holy Ghost pulling him down, Lord.
Holy Ghost pulling him down, Lord.
Holy Ghost holding him down.
Got the devil under my feet.
I said, oh.
under your feet. Not only do you got him under your feet, but the Holy Ghost is holding him, not down one time, not down two, just holding him down, down, down. He can do you no harm. Amen. Listen, let's stop running from the devil. Let's stop being afraid of the enemy. We are empowered by the Holy Ghost, the Most High Holy Ghost. Amen. Once again, welcome to Fresh Fire Friday. It is a beautiful day. I am so excited. We have so much happening in the month of May. And if you're not doing anything Sunday morning, please tune in to MCI Ministry Radio Sunday morning with Apostle Colin McNeil. Listen, she's going to inform you of so much. We had not only the word and not only inspiration and not only prayer, but there's so much is happening next month. We're even adding a new show. We want to just be a part. We want you to be such a part of this ministry, part of this. We want you to email us. We want you to send in your requests. We want you to send in your prayer requests. You to send in any comments. Listen, tune in on Sunday morning, and you will be informed of all that God is doing for MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. Listen, it's going to be fulfilling to the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to honor our First Lady the 19th of this month. It will be her, I think, seventh year of being an apostle. Amen. And we got to give honor to our leaders. We got to give honor to those who God has put in place to oversee us, to shepherd us. It's not just a title and they're just doing everything. They have to be honored. Amen. Glory to God. So with that being said, I want to be the first one to dedicate a song. So I'm going to dedicate this song to the First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio, Dr. Apostle Carolyn Yum Yum McNeil. This one's from me.
God bless Allah. Even in the morning when I rise, I say, God, bless Allah.
Halo, I can see a halo. hovering over us. Oh, I didn't mean it, baby, but God, bless our love. I have to say it this evening, that God, oh God, bless our love. If you got something to be thankful for, you ought to just say, hey, God.
Morning at 3 o'clock, couldn't get out the bed. Got up at 4 o'clock, just couldn't get out the bed. 4, 5, 6 o'clock, couldn't get out the bed. Finally, got up at 6 o'clock, threw some clothes in the car, got my wife and my kid together. We got on the road, heading towards San Diego. Touched my wife and said, "Have you seen my wallet?" She said, I remember having it on last night. We went out to celebrate my little birthday last night, and I remember her purse dropping while we were in San Francisco. And it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, you know what, it might be still at the restaurant, but we know it don't open till 11, so I ain't no need of us trying to do nothing but just go home, unpack, and get back in the bed. Something clicked in my mind at 6 o'clock in the morning. We called over to Macy's at 6 a.m. in the morning. And somehow or another, somebody answered the phone at... And I said, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you. I know it's early in the morning, but we were there last night and we left something. They said, you must be Demetrius Tollfree. Said, because we found a wallet and it has all your information in it. I said, well, is it all right if I come over and get it? They said, no, we don't open until 11. I said, I can't wait until 11 because I have to be somewhere in another city. They said, well, I can understand the things that's going on in your voice. They said, if you can make it here before 8 o'clock, we will wait around and give you what you left here on last night. I rushed over to San Francisco in early morning traffic. Those of you from home, y'all know how I can be to get the traffic. And when I finally got to the place, the man ran out, gave me the wallet, and ran back in the church. Ran back in the store. We immediately got on the road coming to San Diego. Ran into the Saints in Buttonwillow, California. And I stopped the car and got out and had some McDonald's because I hadn't eaten all day. But something happened when I got back in the car. The car would not start. And I'm like, Bishop Macklin, I got to navigate, and I know the thing ought to just, anytime I turn it, ought to just work. And I got in the car, and it would not work. I talked to the elders, and I talked to the saints. I said, can y'all get a prep room? Elder Johnson came over and just touched the car and said, you just need a battery. Went and got a battery and came on to San Diego. But just when I was about to come to church on tonight, the car would not start again. And I made up in my mind that I'm not going to let nothing stop me from getting my blessing. So I went on and got dressed. And I called Sister Tree Seekman. She said, don't worry. We got a ride for you. And somebody came to the hotel and made a wait for me. And I said all of that just to say that I came to give God praise. I came to lift him up. I came in spite of what's going on. I came. We're going to do a little song. Some of y'all young folk may not remember. A little simple song. Choir, you're going to catch on real quick. Here we go. Well, I don't know what you come to do today. I don't know what you come to do. Let me tell you. I don't know what you're gonna do. But let me tell you, I'm coming to clap my hands. Feel like having some touch in here. Hey, I'm coming to clap my hands. But that's not it, cause I come to pat my feet. Yes, sir. Let me tell you, I come to pat my feet. Y'all remember how to pick them up and then put them down? Pick one up, then put the other down. I come to praise the Lord. Help me praise the Lord. I come to praise the Lord. Wait a minute, come on. We've come to. That's the whole song. Come on, everybody, stand to your feet. Let's have touch for a moment. Gonna do.
I don't know what
you. Let me tell you, I don't know what you gonna do.
I don't know what you gonna do.
I don't know what you gonna do. But let me tell you, I come to clap my hands. Come on, everybody, put those hands together. Help me praise the Lord. Hey. Remember how we used to do it? Let me tell you, I come to pat my feet. Woo! Y'all don't know nothing about that then. I come to pat my feet. Well, I come to praise the Lord. Help me praise the Lord. I come to praise the Lord. Praise him. Has he been good to you? Did the Lord bring you through now? Has the Lord made a way? Has the Lord brought you out? Praise the Lord. Has it been good to you? You want to praise the Lord. You want to clap your hands. You want to pat your feet. Praise him. Praise him. Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, Friday. Saturday. Praise him. You honor that. Praise him. You honor that. You honor. You honor that. Praise him. Praise him. Go on, everybody, clap those hands.
Holy Ghost. Conversation the other day between two Christians. One was a backslider and he'd lost his faith in Christ. He began to tell the Christian about his experiences, and this is what he said. He said, I've been so sick, in and out of the hospital, just from one sickness to the other. And the Christian said, tell me about it. And as they talked, the backslider said, I don't even think I can get well. And the Christian said, where is your faith? To please the Lord without faith. And they kept on talking. The backslider said, I'm in trouble. I've got a case and I'm going to court next week. I don't have a good lawyer to plead my case. And I'm worried. Don't know which way to turn. The Christian said again, where is your faith? You've got to learn how to trust him. Tell me where is your faith? In God. They kept on talking. The Christian wanted to find something that would encourage the man. The man said, and now I've been sick so long, I've lost my job. Christian said, let's talk about it. The man said, well, since I've been out of work and been sick, all my bills are past due. The Christian said, I know what you're talking about. Where is your faith? Stretch out on your faith. Tell me where is your faith? Where is your faith in God? Somebody listening to me knew exactly what the man was going through. They kept on talking. The man said, and just laying around with the wrong crowd and getting out of the church, I picked up a bad habit. Christian said, well, tell me about it. He said, I think I'm hooked, and it doesn't seem like I can break free. The man said, don't you know God specializes? Where is your faith? Oh, bless God. Your faith in God. They kept on talking. Christian was determined to give that boy some faith and some church. He said, well, my doctor bills have been so high from my sickness and my court case that I've run out of money. I don't draw no Social Security. I'm not on welfare. And I'm down to my last dime. The Christians say that's when God has to step in for you. Where is your faith? Oh, bless God. Tell me where is your faith? In God, Lord God, where is your faith? In God. Now, before I leave, maybe you're sick. Maybe you're going to court. Maybe your money's run out. Maybe you even have a habit and you prayed about it and it just does not seem like things are going to break for you. But I'd like to leave this with you just like the Christian told that man. Try your faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Is the executioner, the consummator, and the Godhead, the comforter, and the eternal spirit. He is omnipotent. He is just great. He's magnificent. He can indwell. He can be resisted. He can be grieved. He can be quenched. He can even be departed from and can be sinned against. So you know God is the source of all power and all things. Jesus is the word, the wisdom, and the power of God, and only him. The Holy Spirit is the power line The Holy Spirit is the power line because he creates, he renews, he convicts of sin, he baptizes, he guides, he anoints, he empowers, he sanctifies, he bears witness, he reveals things to God, he comforts, he gives joy, he gives discernment, he bears fruit, he gives gifts, he speaks, he teaches, he makes intercession, he even illuminates our mind. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The book of John, chapter 3:5. The Holy Spirit is to lead the child of God into all truth. He shows how the holy word of daily lives. Amen. He makes Jesus a living and breathing reality every minute and hour of the day. Hallelujah, because without him, man is unable to accomplish God's eternal purpose for his life. Amen. Let's not forget about the Holy Ghost. Let's praise the Holy Ghost and let's worship the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's be thankful for the Holy Ghost. Let's ask the Holy Ghost to come into our lives. If you don't know him, ask him. He'll enter. Amen. Let's be blessed.
Anybody glad to be here tonight? Through your trials and tribulations, you're still here. Came up on the rough side of the mountain. But through it all, God kept his arms around you. We just want to tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you because you brought me over the rugged hill. You were my guiding light that was so clear. And dear Jesus, even though I were there with me when I strayed away. Oh, you had mercy on me when I failed to get on my knees and pray.
Dear
Lord, you died in my footsteps. Day by day. And another thing, you kept your arms wrapped around. Yes, I did.
And you spared your mercy, Lord. Never could have made it without you. never could have made it without you. You kept your arms around me, put food on my table, paid my bills when I didn't have money in my pocket, took care of my family, watched over me all night long while I slept. And you didn't forget about me when I laid down last night, because early this morning, you touched me.
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 We can earn to go home. We can earn to go home. But before we leave here tonight, before we leave tonight, we just want to thank God for being so good to us. Hallelujah. I just want everybody here tonight to thank God for what he's already done for you. Come on, give him praise for what he's already done for you. And we're going to get a little bolder and thank the Lord for what he's doing right now. Right now. And we're going to...
After listening to every message and song tonight, there has been a message in the music. There may be one, and you're here tonight without the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Secondly, if you're here and you're looking for a church home and the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you, we welcome you tonight. Thirdly, if there's a backslider and you want that joy restored in your life, I am here to tell you that he will restore the joy. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He will do it now. Finally, if you seek the fullness of his Holy Spirit, the Lord will give to you the desire of your heart. Come on, right now, wherever you are, come on, come on.
We offer Christ to you.
Oh, my brother.
We offer Christ to you.
Oh, my sister.
Brand new life,
life abundantly.
Just as you are,
come on.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
We offer Christ to you,
oh, my brother.
We offer Christ to you,
oh, my sister.
He will give you
brand new life.
Abundantly, yeah.
Jesus loves you.
He cares about you. Yes, he does. If I were you, I would
make up my mind.
Gathered at the altar, but I believe that there's someone else who needs to make a decision right now. If the Lord was to call you right now, the question is, that's it, come on, are you ready? The Lord loves you, he really does. The Bible says the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. When he comes back, my brothers and sisters, the Bible said he's coming like a thief in the night. No man knows the day or the hour when he's going to come. If I were you, I wouldn't play with my soul. My soul is too valuable. Come on, I see you. I see you. I see you. Praise God. Come on, come on, come on. You know, even though we're recording this song for the album, I couldn't play at the altar call. It's too serious just to have it on video. I want the real thing. And look at these souls tonight. Look at these souls tonight. Oh, thank you. Ain't nothing like the real thing. You see, the power of God was in this place tonight. This choir's been fasting and they've been praying. Once you learn that these things come through fasting and praying, and there's no other way, you've got to know Him, you've got to know Him. Oh yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, my, my. I feel you in this place tonight. I know we're getting ready to go home. I feel you in this place tonight. Somebody's been set free, and we give you the glory. We give you the glory, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what it's really all about, the souls. We can't forget about the souls. We can't forget about those that are still lost. We can't forget about the backslider. We can't forget those that are weary, those that are just leaning to the left and leaning to the right, those who are wavering. We can't forget about the souls. It's all about the souls. Amen. That's why God has raised those of us up that He has raised up to do a work, to go out to those that are still lost and still suffering. Amen. And I just want to plant this seed on tonight in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. Amen. Glory to God. I hope everyone has enjoyed this show on this evening. It has been a beautiful time in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to close with prayer, but don't go anywhere. We will always end with a song. Amen. Father God, we thank you for what you've already put in the atmosphere. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've added and everything that you've taken away, every door that you shut and every door that you open. Now, Father God, we ask you to pray against the spirit of violence. God, we ask you to pray against the spirit of discrimination. God, we ask you to pray against the spirit of sin, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come to you touching and agreeing right now to let your blood prevail, Father, in this land, God. Us, Father, in your perfect peace, Father. Put a hedge of protection around our minds, our homes, our spirits, Father, our family, our friends, and even bless the enemies, God. We ask you to bless the leaders around the world in every nation, Father, even those that are wanting to surrender. We ask that you give them a push. One more push, Father. Let them see that the bump will not be the thing that will destroy them, God. The bump is just something to slow us down, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the bump, God, because the bump makes us stronger, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to bless those that are still sick and suffering. We ask you to heal those that are sick and ill and injured, God, that you send your healing power and your healing angels, God, to move on their behalf. God, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for what you have already done. And we know that your will be done, because we trust and believe that you are all we need. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face. With your heart feeling like it's gonna break. When your earth feels like it's about to shake. When you're taking all that you can take. Just remember where your help comes from. Realize you got somewhere to run. Instead of what you can do. Praise him anyway.
I can't hear y'all clapping.